This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
What do you roll? What did he roll?
He rolled a one.
Son of a bitch. What in the fuck is happening? What in God's name is going on? Ladies and gentlemen, Jim's Magic Missile.
Oh, shit.
I'm not sure I've ever experienced such a combination of my dice rolling really well and players' dice just...
unreal.
And you do this professionally. I mean... now that mummy's going to sodomize you.
Oh, my God.
2, 10 reflex is going to miss you.
Well, that's good.
See, this part of it worked, giving me the crappy die.
It was a setup
that made it so great. Jibs!
But the
magic
lowest I could get.
Missile.
Yeah, there is not a lower number on the dice.
Unless the die just can habitually spun.
Or exploded.
And then you're like, oh, we've invented a perpetual motion machine.
So what's
but
going on here, Mr. Dungeon Master?
He's going to try to hit Binwin with his mace.
Amazing. Shocking.
Yeah, so we just need to get in their face.
He rolls a one!
No, he didn't.
He did.
Oh,
he did?
He did. Yeah, he did,
literally.
Yeah, so, I'm going to say, there's no more bolts of shadow.
Okay.
So, what's up, Splug? What are you doing?
It's,
this guy's turn.
Kalarel's turn now.
Kalarel. AKA Carl.
No, Mom! It's Kalarel!
Kalarel!
Carl?
Kalarel!
Carl, tell your friends to go home!
But he's calling up through the grate in this blood dungeon.
What?
So he's up here. He grabs an amulet around his neck and appears there.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And then...
That's some DM horse shit.
Then
you
erect
hey, you know what I do? I took him out here 3 times and my dragon comes. Right? Seeing the Carol Burnett show? I'm not letting my mom know that everything's okay. Calling fucking Tiamat in, and the guy with the bow with no string on it, and that's magic. And
all right, that's great.
Yeah, you take 7 necrotic damage.
All right,
I'm certainly glad that I healed you. I feel like a really smart person.
And you're weakened.
Oh, okay, well, yep.
Now we're getting hostile.
Go fuck yourself, DM. Go fuck yourself with a pile of shit.
Splug. Attacks the skeleton.
He's shaking his head. He's just so disappointed in us. He was excited about meeting us. Yeah?
It's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Shit.
Hit this wizard, please.
I'm going to rethink.
If he is beeping out the cuss words by the end of this podcast, it's just going to be beep, beep,
I'm going to reaping.
I think it'll be funnier.
I'm going to fucking reaping strike this guy's ball sack nuts. Testicles. 11 plus
7
is
18.
Holy Christ.
Did you reap him?
Reap his
I did
balls
reap.
Off.
He's reaped.
Harvest
his testicles.
Awesome.
That's a great
11
hit.
Plus 5 is 16 damage.
Is he bloodied?
Yes.
Oh,
let's kill this wizard. This is one of the worst wizards.
Balls.
Fuck. Something for Kiko to do.
Why would they edit it out? Oh, because it's for wizards.
It's for wizards.
It could
oh, jeez. Okay.
But I think it's also funny. Well, you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You guys bought this.
Well, oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's us, out. Though.
No, it's going to be hilarious.
It's our client. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's going to go up on a site we make.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so who's up?
You.
All right, no. So we got a couple ways this can go.
Yeah, south. And further south.
Yeah, it's going to go down. But, so is this guy, he's alive?
Yes.
He doesn't seem like he's crickety or anything like that.
He's definitely alive.
He's got a magic amulet. It's going to restore all his hit points in a couple rounds, too.
Okay, so I should be helping you, right?
Show me the book where it says he's got an amulet that pops him all over the place. All right, never mind. You wrote it.
Here. Not this one. Anyway, I take a...
I trust you. I'm joking.
Oh, no, he would.
But he moved over there.
Infuriated at the interruption, Carl immediately unleashes a ranged attack until the PCs draw close, at which point he activates the amulet he wears and immediately teleports to the evil magic circle. Well played.
Is it literally called an evil magic circle?
Yes.
Here. Hey, so tell me this.
If I attack from here, is that flame?
No.
That's too bad. That would have been nice.
Why can't you just go right behind him?
Well, because when I get right
behind him,
I get right behind him, I mean, I don't have a lot of awesome physical attacks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Really? As a cleric, you can't just smite him with your hammer?
You can make different kinds of clerics.
Oh.
And this is not the kind that hits people with hammers. This is the kind that hits people with magical lances, which is usually great. Okay.
You could hit him from range and then move into the flank to help him.
There you go.
That would help. I blast him
with necrotic energies.
You don't have necrotic energy.
Well, okay, I use Holy Light then. If it's all I got, you know, win in Rome.
Nice roll, 17.
21, actually. So, 21.
You actually hit.
Yay! 3... So it's 6. 6 damage, and I confer a +2 attack on Binwin. And then I move into here.
Jim.
Okay. 20. Jim is going to Magic Missile.
This guy?
Yep. Can this chick hit me from where she is?
If she...
Yes. If you were to move over this way, you'd be out of...
I'd be behind
the wall. You go.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's what we need.
Okay, Magic Missile.
Okay!
That's a 20.
Oh, that's a turnaround. That's a turnaround jumper.
That's a 20. So it's 2d4. Max damage is 8.
12.
Plus another 4 is 12.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
He's in bad shape.
He's not dead, because he can't die. Ha ha! He hit him again, candy comes out. He's not a man at all. Put a pin up.
Is it Binwin?
No, it's the Deathlock.
Deathlock?
Deathlock. And it shoots a grave bolt at you, Omen.
And does not hit.
13 reflex.
Isn't that a 1?
No, it's a 7. 1's right here.
No, from here it looks like a 1.
Oh! I was like, boogada, boogada. No, you're right. That's plenty.
9 necrotic damage.
Oh.
And you're immobilized.
That's fine. I don't want to go anywhere anyway. Okay. I just want to stay here with you guys.
So, you being back here, how did that help me? Because you said you wanted to flank him to help me.
I'm helping him.
Oh, you're helping him.
In fact, this turn, he actually has, between my lance and the flank, he has a +4 to hit.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so hopefully we'll just be able to nail this thing.
Hey, guess who's standing over in this direction?
Jim?
That would be Jim.
Yeah.
See? Because the dwarf is on fire on this side. The bad guys are over here.
It's sort of CS.
Carl.
You see this side fresh?
Yeah. Carl. Clean. You know, with his fucking magic amulet. You know. He's over here. Mm-hmm. With the crazy eyes. You know. Oh, magic amulet. Magic amulet.
Yeah.
Safe. So. Safe from this guy.
So he goes down there.
Magic
and misses. No, he hits because he's bloodied. 13 damage, Binwin.
I ain't afraid. What am I down to?
I ain't afraid of nothing.
32 minus 13 is 19. I did it, Kiko. I did it. Subtraction.
Addition's tricky, pal.
Subtraction. I couldn't have done it.
Kurtz, are those math equations on your cartoons?
Decaying ray at Binwin. Oh, he crits.
A decaying ray.
Decaying ray. What? It's a.
Oh my ray, god.
It's 11 dash.
11.
Splug. It's the skeleton.
Thank Lord. And then
for
fucking
3.
Jeez.
One of the least capable.
All right, Binwin.
We have ever hired.
Oh, wow. It's my turn?
It's your turn. You
all
have
right.
A +2 bonus to attack the underpriest in front of you.
Reaping strike.
Oh, reap him.
13.
20.
Plus 6. Or 13 plus 7 is 20. Plus 2 is 22.
That hits.
And then my damage for reaping strike is 2d6 plus 5.
Oh, he's about to get reaped.
So,
it happened.
13.
Down he goes.
There goes one guy. Okay, let's have a party.
God.
All right, now we need to uncork all of it on this magic circle.
Can you guys heal or something?
Omen.
Are you hurt bad?
No, I'm saying can you heal yourself? You have one hit point left.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, okay.
I use a healing surge. I use my second wind.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay, well, do we have an action point? Because this is a...
No, it's every two encounters you get one.
Hey, this is the third encounter, but you didn't succeed in the last one, so no.
I see. Okay.
Although, it'd be more fun to give it to
you. What? See? This is what I do. I talk to people. I make it happen.
You're the negotiator?
Exactly. So I use my my standard action to use a second wind. That's basically one healing surge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That feels good. So where are we going now? Who are we dealing with? Are we dealing with Mr. Spooky?
Yeah, we need to deal with this guy.
Spooky McScary.
You're immobilized, right?
Yeah, I am.
I am. Yeah, it's okay. What I want to do is actually within the range.
Okay.
So I am going to unleash Daunting Light.
Wow. What's that do?
No, it's brand new. I'm uncorking it.
A burning column of light engulfs your foe. Its brilliance burns and hinders your foe's defense for a short time.
Foe.
Not effective on Carl. Bad.
Oh. Not Carl, Carl Rael. Okay, so I'm rolling. Plus five via versus reflex. This says that I grant combat advantage against the target. So does that mean that if someone was next to him, they would get a bonus attack?
You grant combat advantage?
Yeah, that's what it says. One ally you can see gains combat advantage against the target until the end of your next turn.
Yes.
So I would want to save that for when someone was in his face.
Anyone attacking him next turn will have combat advantage against him. Doesn't have to be next turn.
And what does that give them?
Or a plus two attack bonus.
Oh, it's just a...
And anything else that might come with combat advantage. Like if you had a rogue in the party.
Sneak attacks. So he could use it next turn when he runs up.
Right.
If I can get an unimmobilized.
You're unimmobilized.
You're fine. I'm immobilized. So
Oh.
I utilize my deadly daunting line. I sear him with holy energy.
Oh!
And I physically strike him with the dice.
That always helps.
19 reflex.
That hits.
Thank the Lord.
Spirit magic helmet.
Hey, listen.
Oh, Brunhilde, you're so lovely.
Okay, someone else here watched cartoons.
Are you going to let your kid watch those?
Heck yeah, he already watches Tom and Jerry.
You should get the DVDs where they have the stuff on it that they won't show on TV anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
15 radiant.
I was reading a Shel Silverstein book to him last night about a rhinoceros.
Yeah.
And all the things that a rhinoceros is good for, and one of them is to scare your mom so she doesn't hit you.
Some of that Shel
what did he say to that?
Yeah, I was like, but you know, if mommy were to ever hit you.
Omen, save against being immobilized. No. Jim.
Oh, Jim.
So he has a plus two to attack him.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do magic missile at this guy.
Do it. Jim's magic missile?
Jim's.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't do that.
Nah, come on, do it.
For one night only, Jim's magic missile. 13 plus 5 is 18.
That's a hit.
Okay.
So you know, no one can hear it when I throw my arms up.
Right in the amulet.
Like the uprights.
Nice.
Oh.
4 and a 3. That's
7.
Plus another 4 is 11.
11.
It's bigger than the average.
It is.
Awesome.
Bloodied?
No.
Shit.
Seared?
Pissed off?
Annoyed?
Enraged?
Allergic.
Necrotic?
Bothered?
Yes.
Giddy.
Thirsty?
All of the above.
Whimsical?
Peckish. A little peckish.
She can't hit me. I'm behind a wall.
Correct.
Okay.
She can hit me again and again.
It's actually going to attack Binwin.
Good.
What?
I mean...
There's a cleric there. Enemy of your kind. I'm just a dwarf. I like rocks.
He's munching on a rock.
13 reflex?
No problem. Good. My reflex is 12. Oh.
That's easy for... Yeah.
He got me. Bitch is running wild.
6 necrotic damage, and you're immobilized.
Yay! 2 hit points.
Necrotic damage is so cool. I love how necrotic it is. So...
Oh, skeleton hits Splug. This is bad news.
Oh, Splug goes down.
I see it.
Oh.
Is this skeleton even hurt?
Yeah.
Is this still pristine?
Splug! No!
Can you heal him again?
For some.
Who, Splug?
No, you.
Oh. Yeah, it says I can't move.
Binlin.
You want to get close?
I'm not moving out from behind that wall.
I love it out here. And I think that you would love it, too, if you tried it. So what's up? Who's going?
Calorel is going.
Calorel.
Calorel.
Calamine.
Cal State?
He's going to shoot a decaying ray at Binwin, because...
Why not?
That's what he does.
Those rays.
22 fortitude.
Oh, yeah, that's got me.
What is there? Seven. Fire. Yeah.
Seven necrotic damage.
Yeah, I'm down. Like a two, didn't he?
Everyone loves.
I'm at negative five.
So, yeah, he rolls a one. It's a 26.
Yeah.
Splug makes a death save. Binwin makes a death save.
What's yours?
Omen.
What's up? Oh, so I see if I'm saving at the end, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I use my beacon of hope. You and all allies in the burst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Regain 5 hit points. That's it. There's nobody in the burst, so I... but it actually ends up being...
So you get 5 hit points.
Oh, I'm at 0.
So you get 8, actually.
You're at 8.
8. It starts at 0. There's no negative stuff anymore.
Oh. And I go up 5?
So well, no, you're not in the burst. That's what I was asking if you want to come out. But you didn't want to.
But now's your turn.
Okay. Jim's magic missile. On Carl.
Go, Cuddly Carl.
What would you roll?
I rolled a 2.
God damn it.
A low number. Oh, here. I rolled a save. I do.
Good.
So you're not immobilized anymore?
I am not. They're hanging out. Coming out in my evil ring. It's like some kind of... It's like a hot tub for necromancers.
Accompanied by the perfect hot tub sound. Oh, decaying ray... 21 fortitude.
Jeez,
these guys are just gonna wipe the floor with you. 8 damage on Omen.
I'm not even phased by that.
Good. Weakened.
No. Okay, so I'm semi-phased, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
Strike. Binwin, death save.
I'm up.
He's up.
You're up.
Oh, sorry.
So it's your turn.
Yeah.
You could take a turn and... Oh, you already used your second win?
Get me in there.
So it's a move action to stand up, and then you can charge.
Let's charge it.
Shapow!
How did this feel like over here?
He moved that.
17 plus 7.
That'll hit.
And then I'm going to do 2d6 plus 3. Yes. 11, 12, 13, 14 damage.
Nice job, Binwin.
There you go, Bin.
Binny.
That's what that
Binny on us.
Binny Hill.
How is he?
He's bloodied.
Okay.
He's right in.
Oh, you're all in. Shit.
But you only had one chip, so it's not that big a deal.
I'm swinging again. And since I've got a... Oh, the cleave is not going to work because the skeleton's one away from him.
Right.
Clever. Clever girl. All right, Reaping Strike. 6 plus 7.
13.
That's going to miss. But that does damage on a miss, doesn't it?
Reaping Strike has damage on a miss?
Yeah.
Miss, 3 damage.
Okay.
Hey!
Let's take it.
You're not immobilized anymore, though.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to figure out what to do.
Save against being immobilized. Oh, you're not immobilized. What the hell? You just charged. Oh, man.
He's been rolled over. So I am weakened, so my damage is not great this turn. Right? That's what weakened means. It'd be half damage. So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I use my Deadly Lance of Faith.
Okay.
Fucking shit.
I just can't. I've never seen roll.
It's
like
incredible.
This.
I love it.
Never seen so many ones, twos, and threes on rolls.
Jim?
You're going to try to blast him? Yeah, I would get on the other side of this thing if you could.
Right.
Now, hold on a second. So you haven't used Expeditious Retreat, right?
That's a daily.
This is the last encounter.
No, I did. I'm saying I used it today.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so.
But I can do Scorching Burst right here.
Totally.
And hit
yep.
both of them.
Wow, that's a crazy range.
Do it.
Yeah, it's 10. Okay.
Scorch him. He might get scorched.
14 plus 5, 19.
That hits.
Oh, scorched!
Oh, this guy.
So he's scorched. Now let's see if he scorched the other guy. No, he's not scorched.
Not scorched the other guy. This is 1d6 plus 4.
So that's a 1. So the punch on the table, yeah, should indicate. So 5.
5.
It's better than nothing.
Got it.
But I've exposed myself to the deadly Egyptian.
They rolled a 1.
That's a pretty long range. Yeah. Okay, because it's scoot in there.
Starting comes up to attack Bivin.
I think he might have the right plan, though.
What's that plan? Stay back behind the wall?
Well, no, that's obviously great. I'm saying, worst case scenario, maybe go over here or something. We'll see what the range is, but...
Yeah.
Just bursts, burst after burst.
Kalorel swings his rod. Now you feel the true touch of Orcus's wrath. 28 against armor class.
Come on. 28 against your armor class, fool.
Where are these guys getting these rolls and modifiers?
These rods.
He's some levels higher than you are.
Yeah, you don't get to... This isn't like McDonald's. Like, you know, he's running a fucking death cult here.
He does 13.
I'm down.
Oh, and you're taking 5 ongoing necrotic damage.
So you're down. I'm down.
No, I had 8 hit points. Okay.
Do ongoing effects persist even after you go, oh, shit. So he's doing double saves each round then.
Yep. And it's your turn. So let's start with a save against that ongoing damage.
Yes.
Good. You're going to take it this turn anyway. You take it at the start of your turn. You save at the end of your turn.
Believe
it. So you take 5 more. But that's gone. Then it does save.
So you get 1 strike.
Strike 1.
Just let me die.
Oh, man.
The mage is going to kill me if the monsters don't.
Yeah, I'm going to target fire right here, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
that would work.
I lash out with my deadly lance of faith. Oh, I saved against weakness, so I'm not weak anymore. So, lance of faith, here we go. That's going to lance him.
That is going to hit.
Faithfully. That's 7. And he now has a... I can confer a plus 2 power bonus. So I do so.
To Jim. All right, Jim.
Hold on. There's no other time to use it.
All right.
Another hit.
Nice.
8.
He's looking shaky. Jim.
Yeah, you could just keep peeling around the back, staying away from that creature.
Yeah.
You seem to stay within 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to skirt around the blood pool.
Right, am I okay to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to cast Scorching Burst right here. Mm-hmm. So it'll hit these two guys, right? And mm-hmm. not the dwarf.
Yes, right.
Right. And on your roll to hit him, you have a plus 2.
So roll to hit the Carl first. So 12 plus
5.
5. 17.
Hit.
Okay, and then on the skeleton, 8 plus 5. 13.
Miss.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll take our damage if we can get it.
This was 1d6 yep. plus 4.
Ooh.
9 to Carl.
He's looking bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I like how you
shot him.
Now throw in the chip.
Free action.
Throw in the chip.
I'm going to do the same thing again.
Okay.
So hold on. So plus 2 action to hit. Oh, it's only on one roll.
Okay.
To his or her next attack roll. I was hoping it would be for the turn or something, but
so just roll a 20.
13.
Oh, you missed the skeleton.
Very clever. Clever dungeon master.
But you hit Kalorel.
What okay. was that?
With
19.
Alright.
You missed 1d6 the skeleton.
6. Are you shitting me? He's not dead.
He's not dead.
Alright, so Finwin.
Save against poison or whatever the hell's necrosis.
Skeleton goes next.
No, you already saved against necrosis.
Right.
Oh.
You just need to save against dying.
Oh, looks like he's going to hit Omen.
Yeah.
For 6.
Okay.
And you're marked.
So it's a negative to attack?
Yep.
That's terrible.
And then Kalorel goes.
I think you may be the only one that survives this.
Yeah.
But think about the tell-all memoir.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time Jim's the only guy to walk out of one of these dungeons.
You know? It keeps happening.
Decaying Ray on Jim. 25 against your fortitude.
My fortitude is 35.
For 8 damage and you're
weakened. 8 damage, you said?
And you're weakened? No.
Binwin, death save.
Strike 2.
God, what if I really die?
Omen.
You'll always live on in our hearts.
In our memoirs.
Bibwin. We'll never forget you, Bibwin.
Binwin was a great friend.
Okay, so we need to go after him again. So if I want to, I can't. Right?
Because of the range?
Oh, okay. If I shift here, is that an attack? Oh, no, but if I use a ranged attack.
Even if it's not directed at him?
Right.
Just hit this guy. I can take care of Carl.
I have to reach the end of him. I'm a rope here. So I scoot back one, shift one, ranged attack. Lance of Faith.
On the skeleton?
I'll warm that up if you want to roll that one. Yeah. Thanks. Spin my hand. It's all hot and...
Okay, I use Sacred Flame, which is an attack 3, plus 3 versus reflex. He deals a d6 plus 3 radiant damage, and one ally I can see chooses to gain temporary hit points equal to my charisma modifier. Those are for you.
Okay.
Enjoy them. Okay.
No whammies?
No, I did not wham on that one.
16.
We're talking about 20.
That's a hit.
For reflex. Here we go.
This is the skeleton, right?
Yes, exactly. Sorry. I can't hit the other guy. Yeah. 5 plus 3, so 8, and then it's radiant, so that is 13.
Did you confer something on me?
I did. I confer 3 bonus hit points.
What's the alternative?
I can kick off a saving throw right there if I want to get rid of there. Oh, I see.
If you want to get rid of the weakened
Let me talk to you about what I can give you. So there's 2 things I can give you. This ability will either let me give you those 3 hit points, which admittedly are not that great.
Yeah.
Right? Or I can give you a saving throw, because that last attack of his against you weakened you. So your next attack is going to do half damage against him.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You want to try to save instead?
Yeah.
So you roll over 10, and then your attack will do full damage.
Let's try that.
Right? Is 10 or above?
Mm-hmm.
It's the natural 20. So does that mean he does, like, super damage, or, like, what does that mean?
No, it just means you're not weakened anymore.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to try the magic missile. Do we know what his range is on his thing?
10.
10 is going to be the standard. You want to bump it back a little bit and just beam him with the magic missiles?
Yeah.
You've got the spaces. Yeah, what's to stop you? It's 20. Like, there's no point on this map you can't touch.
Okay. Magic missile. Coming at you, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
That's it!
What was it?
19.
Oh!
Plus 5 is a hit.
Yeah.
2d4. 3 and 3 is 6 plus 4 is 10. Carl's dead!
Down he goes!
Son of a bitch!
At the same time, the deathlock crumbles.
Oh, no shit. That was his deathlock.
Here. So I rush up to administer.
And I go, save, Splug!
Well, he saved our bacon.
He did save our bacon back there.
We don't know if he's dead.
Binwin, make a death save.
3 strikes.
I fucking die! No, you don't. He gets there in time. Oh, he's just in the nick of time. Roll a heal check. Unless you're doing something else.
Roll a heal check.
I ran up explicitly to do this. Heal check is d20 plus 9.
I died. 18.
You didn't die. You're stable.
We won, right?
Yeah, you won.
What did we win?
A new car! Woo! Do you have some flavor text for the end? I always love the flavor text.
Actually, no.
What?
But, also, so the...
Your writer, make up some flavor text.
The deathlock crumbles to dust, and rubble starts to fall around the portal as well. The thing that had been pressing against that dark membrane...
Yeah.
You see a flurry of activity, and then it stops. which is kind of weird because it's been there kind of in the back of your edge of your vision the whole time.
Right.
And all motion stops. And stones begin to fall around it. Actually, it's a little vibration.
A little bit of that. Is it time to go?
Maybe. But we're done.
Yeah, I'd say we beat a hasty retreat.
He does have... Calorel has a magic dagger. +2 dagger you can take.
I'll take it.
We'll let the... work out of that.
Oh, okay. I can throw it and have it miss and hit a wall. Is it +2 against walls? That seems what I seem to be hitting.
Your target of choice?
Yeah. There actually is a monster that is a wall, right? That is a fake wall. Maybe I could actually hit one of those.
All that Gygax era had all kinds of awesome monsters.
So there was the trapper for the floor and the lurker above for the ceiling.
Yeah.
I think right? It wasn't until Ravenloft we got the living wall.
Oh.
You have the chest that is a monster. You're like, oh, I'm going to open this chest.
And the ear seekers for when you listen at doors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That was awesome.
That was a hoot. We did it.
We barely did it with the help of a friendly dungeon master.
Let's fist pump.
That's definitely a fist pump.
No. Acquisitions Incorporated for life.
I would like to say that I'm sorry I misjudged you, Jim Dark Magic.
Jim accepts your apology.
Okay.
Jim forgives you.